Hello. Hello.
How can I help you?
Sir, this is Sean once again from eBay. The line got disconnected. Yes, sir. The line got disconnected somehow a minute ago. That is the reason we are trying to connect with you. You there?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you checked your statement from your bank? Like, have you got any kind of suspicious activity over there, sir? Like, any kind of suspicious transaction?
No, I contacted the boss and she said, no, nothing suspicious has occurred.
Nothing suspicious over there, right?
Right.
All right. Now, just hold on for a second. What we're going to do, we're going to provide you a security. As you can see that your bank doesn't have, like, any kind of suspicious transaction over there. So what we're going to do, we're going to put a security over there, right? So just do a thing, bear with me for 5 minutes so that we can put a firewall security on it, all right?
Yep.
All right. Alright, so if you just confirm your thing, like, where are you right now? Like, are you on your home right now, or are you outside something somewhere else?
I'm at home.
You're at home. And where is your wife? Could you please let me know that, like, she is at work?
Yes, yeah, she's at work.
She is at work, alright. So hold on for a second, sir. Let me provide you the security, the firewall security. Just hold on for a second. And do not touch your computer, sir, alright? Do not touch your computer.
My computer's off.
No. Do not switch off your computer, sir. Make it on so that we can put a firewall security on it, alright? Because as far as your cell phone is not working, we need to put a firewall security into your computer. So do not switch off your computer, make it on.
No, I can't do that because my wife took the computer to log into it.
No, you don't need to log into your bank account, sir. No need to log into your bank account. Just make your computer on so that we can put a security on it, alright?
Hello, you're not listening to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. I don't have my computer. I had to give it to the wife. She's taken it to work to check on the bank details, and she contacted me back to say everything's in order. So she's got the computer now. What's next? No, so like, right now, are you on your home right now? Right.
And you are using your computer, but like we have to provide you security, and for that you need to you need to keep your computer on. So that is what I'm.
You're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. Maybe you don't understand what I'm saying.
All right, just hold on for a second.
I'm obviously on the phone because I'm speaking to you. But I just said to you, I had to, for the wife who does the banking for me, I had to give her the computer. She took it back to work.
Hello, can you hear me?
The bank details.
Hello.
And she phoned me back again to say that everything's in order. So I don't have my computer. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, no. Did you turn off the computer right now?
She would have turned it off herself, yes.
Okay. You need to turn it on once again.
What country are you in?
Right now, I'm Australia, sir.
How come you don't understand what I'm saying? How come you're having difficulty understanding what I'm saying? I don't have my computer. my wife has got the computer. She checks on the computer.
Okay, where is she right now?
She's at work. She has told you that already. Four times I've told you she's at work.
Okay.
And you only said to me, check to see if there's any transactions. There's none.
Okay.
So she's got the computer. She'll be back this afternoon, later on this afternoon.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Let me check that for you. And you were, at the very beginning, you were using a computer, that's correct? Where is that computer?
Do you want me to say it for 5 times?
No, I'm asking. So your computer, your home computer is connected to your wife's work computer. She can turn it off and she can turn it on?
No, it's not connected to her home. It's a laptop.
It's a laptop. So right now you do not... Okay, so right now you do not have any device right now with you? Any laptop, any computer?
Correct.
Oh.
Correct.
But my previous colleague was talking to you at the very beginning. You were using a laptop. Where is that laptop?
Well, I told you, for the 6th time, I had to give it to the wife.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm online. Just hold for a moment. Let me check.
Oh, well, that's all right, so you do.
Hello, yeah.
Yes, sir. So right now, as I get the word from my security officer, he told me that we have to give you a call back. So could you please tell me that what time your wife will we get home?
Well, she should be home around about 5 or 6 o'clock. But more importantly, what I'll do, I'll just go to the bank and
If you visit the bank, what will the bank will do? Bank will block your account and that will not resolve your problem because as far as your personal information has been issued, those person will get the access once again to your your personal information and they will once again try to steal your phone. And you are not getting my point here because
now the
Yeah, come again. Hello. Can you hear me, sir?
With my pocket, how did they get anything then?
Sir, because right now they have the access of your personal information. Those person have your insurance activity and from there they can see that what your online activity you can do, They can simply store that. And from there, they are getting all of your information. And whenever you log into your bank, they can see all of your like information. And as per our records, you do online banking with Commonwealth, right? Hello.
Yeah.
What I'm saying to you, as per our record, as we can see that you are dealing with the Commonwealth Bank, right?
Yes.
Exactly. So right now those persons have used your Commonwealth account and they're trying to steal your funds, but we have put the whole
system.
We do not want to charge you any money because the money you haven't authorized, right? You haven't authorized any payment. So that is the reason.
I'll just go to the bank and I've got another account to the ANZ and I've got another account to the National Australia Bank. So
yes,
you can do that, sir.
You will close your account. You can, like, but what will those persons will do? They will try to like hack your information once again, and they will try to like steal your funds. You're not getting my point. Bank will not resolve your problem because they will simply block your account. And besides that, they cannot do anything.
I'll tell you what I'll do. By the time you phone me back this afternoon, the money that's in the account will be zero.
Right now, sir, what we're going to do, we're going to try to put some security over there that the persons who are trying to access into your personal information, they will not get any access, alright? And we will give you a call back to like secure our file, like we will put a firewall security so that your banking or your personal information, no other person can get access to that, alright? Without your knowledge and without your authorization. Did you get my point here?
Yes, and I'll be telling you that there's no account, there's nothing there because I've emptied the door.
Sorry, come again?
I said, and when you call back, I'll tell you that they can contact that account and everything else, but there's nothing in it, so they can't get anything.
Yes, sir, exactly. So what you need to do is no need to contact anyone and no need to discuss this matter with anyone, all right? What we're going to do is we're going to do things from our side,
okay.
And no money will be directed from the bank account, all right? And we will give you a call back after once your wife reaches home, all right?
Yeah, call back about 6 or 7 o'clock or something, and that's this evening. By then,
We will give you a call back like at 7 o'clock. And could you please give me, like, confirm me that what's the time at your place right now?
Right?
What's the time at your place right now?
It's the same as the time at your place is.
No, I'm asking you that. What's the time at your place right now? Could you just confirm me?
The 14th of April, just start off. What's the time at your place?
Yes, sir. What's the time at your place? Can you see the time?
The Apple gift card for $299.
What time
is it at your place?
Yes.
You're asking me that?
Definitely, madam. What is happening to the fraudulent charge? Some people
At my place, it's 1:49. It's 1 o'clock.
For the canceling, what's the matter?
Yes.
It's the same time up over here.
All right. So we'll give you a call back after 7 o'clock. And if your wife gets home, tell her that what exactly is happening right now, all right? And do not log in into your bank account without your knowledge, like without any permission, all right? Because if you log in into your bank, this person will get to see that whatever funds you have, and they will try to steal those funds, all right? And do not disclose this matter with anyone. We will give you a call back, and we will try to put some security over there, and no other person will get the access to your personal information, all right?
Well, I'll just go and I'll talk to the bank now.
If you call your bank, what will they do? They will simply like get the confirmation from the site, and they will simply block your account, and you will not get to like use your bank account until like 1 month. Alright?
I don't need to use the bank again. I've got the money in my pocket.
But why don't you do not get by, like, you're not understanding me,
though. You have nothing to worry about. Don't worry about it. You give me a call back this afternoon, and I'll let you know what the status is, alright?
Alright. But you must call your bank right now, sir. Right now, you don't call your bank because...
Don't worry about it. I'm house that can be my bank, I might have a bank account over here at all. It's just that I'll be telling you. I'll talk to you at 7 o'clock, your time, over here. Okay, bye-bye now.
All right.